Well, this year we're tackling the problem of biblical illiteracy, and I am myself engaged in interacting with the Word of God on a very intimate level, and I hope you are as well. As I was going through Proverbs 27 today, I was reminded of about 25 years ago when I memorized that passage, particularly the words, "Know well the condition of your flocks, and pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the grass disappears, new growth is seen, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in. Or do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips." The Proverbs are exhilarating on so many different levels, because at the end we recognize that every principle or maxim for successful daily living is encountered in the book of Proverbs. And so we're urging people to read a proverb, that is a chapter of Proverbs, every day. And that way you go through Proverbs once a month. As I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, meditate on three psalms every single week. This is like meditating on a song, because that's what many of the psalms are. And this particular week, I'm meditating on Psalm 10, 11, and 12 in particular, and there's so much beauty and grandeur that you can glean from those psalms about the majestic one who not only spoke and the universe leapt into existence, but the one who knit you together in your mother's womb, and the one that you will encounter and be with and explore and enjoy for all eternity, as we learn and grow and develop without error. And as forever we explore the glory and grandeur of God's creative handiwork and of the God who created us and loves us and has an eternal plan and purpose for us. So get into the Word of God. Get the Word of God into you. If you want further information or a laminated place marker that you can put in your Bible that reminds you of exactly where you should be each month, I'd be happy to send it out to you. And along with my encouragement that you read the Bible in an accountability fashion with someone, a family member, a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, because if you have an accountability structure, it's going to help keep you on track. Again, all of these resources available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift to the ministry. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak to our resource consultants, dialing 888-7000-CRI.